Good morning, you listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Thomas Rennie with TLR Consulting. Thomas, you doing all right?
I'm doing fine, Kemp.
I appreciate you getting with us today. This is actually an extension of yesterday's interview with Alasdair Carmichael about this whole topic of polyester and nylon and some of the share shift that's going on. Before we get into that, we're going from two people with an accent. Actually, we're going from an Englishman to a Scottish expert, right?
That's right, Kemp. And the other thing is, he's a Manchester United fan, and I'm a Manchester City fan.
Okay.
Now, I don't suppose any of our listeners...
Those are two soccer teams.
...will know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but
right.
That's very passionate Premier League soccer in the UK.
And also TLR Consulting. You have been an expert in the whole total carpet market for a long time. And I guess for the last few years, you may have been... The poster guy for Trixta, because you actually brought Trixta into the market from that Shell plant several years ago.
Yeah. Hey, do you know, it's almost 12 years.
Is that right?
We started off, yes, that's right, Kemp. I was a consultant for these guys for well over 10 years.
Okay.
As we launched what is now called Trixta.
Okay.
into the carpet market.
In 1998.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, tell us, because the topic of the day, obviously we're seeing a lot of movement in the polyester area. Yes. You're seeing, you know, Bob Shaw's built this big plant down in Calhoun and is going to build another one in Dalton. You're seeing the National Floor Covering Alliance, a large buying group, they're doing a second roll buy with something they've never done before, and they're doing it in the polyester areas. And then Dan Frierson told us a couple weeks ago that while the carpet industry is off about 13% in units, you're seeing a 26% increase in the use of polyester. So explain to me, from your perspective, why you think we're seeing that.
Okay. First of all, just as an overview on fibers, Kemp, what we're seeing is, and I think Alistair mentioned this, what we're seeing is a decline in polypropylene.
Right.
Polypropylene is, the Berber style has gone. That's the one thing. The other thing is that polypropylene prices have quintupled over the last 5 years. It used to be by far and away the cheapest polymer in the market, but it has gone from 20 cents to close to 80 cents a pound. A huge, huge increase.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen a decline in the Berbers. Polypropylene makes a fantastic rug market, and that's where it is going to. That's number one. Number two is, we're seeing a huge decline in staple. Nylon staple in particular, but we're also seeing a decline in polyester staple. In the last 2 years, when the big guys like Mohawk and Shaw were cutting back, what they closed down was the nylon, the staple operations. Very labor-intensive compared to extrusion, and so that was... And they're gone.
Yeah, and that's
I don't expect them to come back.
And that's not really shift in polymer type. That's just going from an old way of making things to a new way of making things.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
But what it has left, of course, is a gap for carpet.
Right.
And in this case, polyester is taking the share of the staple market probably more so than nylon BCF. For instance, the nylon staple hasn't given way to nylon BCF. It's given way to both nylon BCF and polyester BCF. So the real key is, why is polyester BCF gaining the market share that
right.
That Dan came in? Well, I think there's two reasons. One, Alistair mentioned about the Neumag extrusion equipment. The Neumag extrusion equipment can do both BCF polyester and BCF nylon. And the thing about it is that to do polyester, all we need to add is a dryer to the extrusion equipment. And that's like a $5,000 investment. So it's not a big investment to have the machines capable of running both polymers. Before, if you just had nylon polymers and you didn't have dryers on them, or you didn't have room to put dryers on them, then you were committed to running nylon. But now, all these new extrusion pieces of equipment that go in now have the dual capability of running both polyester and nylon on the same machine.
Now, that's the new equipment, but the old equipment, it wasn't as versatile, was it?
No. The old equipment, if you went and put dryers on them, for instance, if they were nylon equipment, then you might be able to run polyester. But there's no doubt that the newer equipment is more engineered, carefully engineered, so that you have the ability to run both polymers. Okay?
Yeah.
So now we have the capability of running both polymers. So what is the indicator then that says, all right, which one shall we run?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, in the residential market, we have been cost-driven since forever.
Right.
I mean, polypropylene was big only because polypropylene was 20 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
We used to fight between nylon staple and nylon BCF. When one was significantly lower than the other, then there was a switch around. Well, it's the same thing with polymer. And 40 cents difference in the price of polymer, as it is right now,
mm-hmm.
between nylon and polyester, is a big enough difference that you switch to polyester.
Okay. Now, has that price differential, the delta between the price of polyester and nylon, has it always been around 40 cents? Or?
No. The thing, first of all, it is only in the last 5 years that we've switched to buying polyester chip, the polymer.
Mm-hmm.
Before, we only bought polyester staple because the just as we mentioned earlier, there wasn't the capability of running BCF. And running BCF polyester, it took a lot of work to get it done right. This wasn't an easy thing to do. I know that one company I had spent about $1 million just getting the process in control to get the productivity right for polyester. And it wasn't just a matter of taking any polyester chip that was around. In fact, quite a lot of the chip has been engineered to run on the equipment that we currently have. So you had a number of things. You had the polymer guys working on it, you had the process guys working on it, and you had the machine manufacturers working on it. So now they have the capability of running the polyester polymer. In the days of just polyester staple and nylon staple, it was always, if it was 25 cents a pound or less, then you ran nylon staple.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 25 cents pound or more, I'm talking about the delta, you ran polyester. That was a rule of thumb.
You say that the main reason then that we're seeing the share shift is because of the delta in pricing.
Well, I'm saying it is a dual reason.
Mm-hmm.
One, we now have machines capable of making good quality BCF.
Right.
And that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the delta, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this, because we're about to run out of time. Do you think, since you know so much about that Shell plant up in Canada, do you think we'll see that plant come back online and there'll be another player in the market other than Mohawk that has access to Triaxta?
I believe that's the case. I know that at the moment they're actually making the plant a polyester plant, but they want the dual capability of making both PET and PTT. And I know that they're working on getting sources for BD Hall to make Triaxta, and that's one of the goals. I would expect that in 2011 we would see another source of Triaxta on the market. Yeah.
Okay, that's breaking news.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you being with us today and telling us your perspective on this whole shift toward polyester. Been talking to Thomas Rennie with TLR Consulting, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.